Entrepreneurs Board of Investors is challenging America to pitch the next big idea.
We created this device.
We love Internet!
During a 60-second elevator pitch.
Time's up.
I think that was a masterclass in pitching.
After each pitch, it takes just one investor to say yes to open the doors and hear more.
I'm in.
But only the ones who say yes can go on and invest.
Awesome to see this deal get done.
Straight from home or the home office.
You have a flammable sign standing behind you.
Actually, we use a lot of alcohol in our experiments.
This is gonna be so awesome!
It's Entrepreneur Elevator Pitch, with support from Michigan Economic Development Corporation and U.S. Bank.
Going up.
Welcome to a work-from-home edition of Entrepreneur Elevator Pitch. We have four amazing investors ready to dish out some money. This episode features all minority-owned companies. Let's hear the first pitch.
Your 60 seconds begins now.
About 5 years ago, a friend asked for help. You see, she was using cannabis to treat her Parkinson's, but every time she made a batch of edibles, she'd have to test it on herself to see how strong it was, and unfortunately, sometimes it was too strong. My name is Paigeon, and we created this device. It's called T-Check, and it measures the potency of cannabis flower and infusions like butter and coconut oil so that my friend and millions of people just like her can dose their edibles to get exactly the amount of cannabis that they need. Over the last 3.5 years, we sold over 7,000 of these devices worldwide for about $2.5 million. We're here today to offer 25% of the company for $3 million to scale marketing and sales, as well as production and engineering. All right, lots more time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time's up.
I have a few investments in this market, and I think it's interesting to see the revenues done.
This is a challenged market for me just because of all the regulatory concerns. Because I'm familiar with a few cannabis adjacent companies, and the issue is banks.
That is correct. Banking's difficult, but a lot of the credit unions now are opening up in legal states.
The company does sound very interesting. It's definitely a product that people need.
Okay, investors, does anybody want to hear more and open the doors?
I'm in.
Let's open the doors.
Welcome to the boardroom.
Number one, I thought the pitch was great. Love your passion. And what I'm just trying to understand is, based on the last 3.5 years, the current revenue forecast for this year and what's forecasted for next year.
So this year, we're going to close at about $1.1 million. We're actually profitable. We reached profitability back in Q2, and then, you know, this quarter's looking very good so far.
Paigeon, great presentation. The thing that I'd really like to understand is how you're getting to that valuation and what your exit strategy is.
Actually, the valuation came out of your book, Ross. We used a discounted cash flow model. So that's how we came up with a $9 million pre-raise valuation.
So what percentage of the million plus that you have in revenue comes from the consumers versus those manufacturers?
We believe it's about a 60-40 split. Still primarily consumers.
Sounds like there's a lot of love in this boardroom, but I don't hear any offers. Anybody prepared to make an offer?
Thanks for the great presentation today. I'm really interested. So I'd like to do half of your 3 million asks, so 1.5 million, for 12.5% of the company, but I'd like to have a board seat with that and see the rest of the round get filled.
Okay, Ross has an offer on the table. Does anybody else want to make an offer and make a deal?
I think Ross said the valuation is too high for me, so I'm out.
I'm also out. Well, Paigeon, you have one offer on the table that's a little different than what your ask was. Are you going to take that offer?
Yes, I'll take your offer. Yes.
Paigeon, all right, man, let's go do this. Really excited.
I look forward to working with you, Ross.
Likewise.
Thank you.
How do you feel striking a deal with Ross for $1.5 million?
Excited, nervous, very glad that we're able to put together a deal with Ross. I mean, you know, I read his book, so I know, it feels like I know a lot about him already. And this is about as good as I can possibly imagine.
Moving on, next pitch.
Your 60 seconds begins now. Going up.
Hi, I'm Marcus Howard, the CEO of MedArena. We now live in a post-COVID world. In today's society, brands must digitally engage and monetize their communities like never before. MedArena is a web app that lets communities engage virtually in a casually competitive environment. We offer a one-of-a-kind social experience where people play and watch awesome family-friendly games. With MedArena, businesses of all sizes can host an unlimited number of online esports tournaments. Our team has decades of experience in the business and gamer side of esports, and we've combined those insights into a unique platform that most businesses need in this post-digital era. Brands like the University of Kentucky pay an annual subscription for MedArena, and we're on track to make $100,000 this year. We're raising $500,000 to scale MedArena, and we're wondering if either of you might be the right investor for us to bring into this deal.
One. Time's up.
No doubt this area is booming. Looking forward to hearing what the investors think.
Yeah, great pitch. The amateur esports market is definitely exploding. Although I think I'm conflicted out of this one because I am invested in the category leader. I'm gonna have to pass on this one.
I guess I have a lot of questions and would love to learn more just about the tech angle and what's needed to be able to build that.
I thought that his ask was a little vague. I'm unsure as to whether he's raising on a convertible note, a safe. I'm assuming it's not a priced round. Definitely need to fill out some of those details.
You know, I thought the pitch was okay. I found it a little bit confusing. I'm not quite sure what the business does. I think this is one of those examples where I'm more excited about the entrepreneur than the business itself.
Okay, judges, anyone want to hear more and open those doors? Well, unfortunately, none of the investors looks like they want to play his game. Send them down. What was your thought by not telling the investors what percentage of the company they would get? For $500,000!
Yeah, my team and I were working on this the last week, and we had a version of the pitch that had the valuation in, but we felt like we were missing things about why we needed to do this now, why it's important, the value it adds to businesses. And in the process of revising it, saying, you know, the type of equity investment that we wanted or securities investment we wanted was chewing up too much time. So we took a calculated risk and apparently it was the wrong one.
How would you say the community in Michigan has helped your business grow?
Michigan is a fantastic place to grow.
Having access to businesses both large and small has really helped us as a business move forward.
To me, the advantage of doing business in Michigan is just the cost of living.
Michigan people are great people.
Let's go, investors. Next pitch.
Your 60 seconds begins now.
Growing up Afro-Latina, I didn't see myself represented. Now more than ever, it's crucial that children feel seen across all industries. Children's fashion is no different. Hi, I'm Sonia, founder of Mixed Up Clothing, a purpose-driven children's clothing line that sources fabric from around the world and turns them into fun outfits and now face masks that centers culture, educates, and tells our stories. We have celebrities as fans and have appeared on the Today Show, The Real, Latina, and NPR. We sell B2B, B2C, and on Amazon. We're seeking $250,000, which will go toward key hires, scaling, and marketing. The multicultural community are super consumers, fast-growing and hold trillions in buying power. Open the doors if you agree that multicultural children matter and need to see themselves in fashion.
Five,
and together,
four,
let's break down
three,
barriers to representation,
two, one.
One stitch at a time.
Time's up.
Wow, Sonia was smooth. Can't wait to hear the investors' reaction with this one.
I think that was a masterclass in pitching. That was just a 10 out of 10. Great entrepreneur, love the story. But you guys know me, I like board seats. I like to add more than just money. I don't know if I'm the right person to be really helpful in her company.
Sonia is fantastic and she's absolutely right. Representation matters and it's crucial. I'm just not sure how I feel about a children's clothing company.
I thought it was a phenomenal pitch. She laid everything out beautifully.
I agree, the pitch was excellent. I love purpose-driven companies and I have 4 kids, so I get it.
Okay, judges, time to find out who wants to hear more.
I'm in.
Open the doors.
Welcome to the boardroom.
Hi. First, I want to say you did an incredible job pitching. I was really impressed. 10 out of 10. I just want to hear a little bit more about your company. You said you're trying to raise $250,000. At what valuation is that at?
Yeah, that's at $1.5 million. We are growing. And right now at this moment where folks are really being intentional with their dollars, it is so important to be, you know, representing the diversity, even in fashion.
And how much revenue have you generated this year?
This year alone has been $160,000.
Great.
I'm actually a critical care RN. And so when I heard that there was a need for face masks to be for our healthcare heroes and essential workers, I made the quick pivot to face masks.
And how did you come up with the valuation of 1.5?
Oh, from our revenue and for predictions that we've had going into based on our month over month, as well as going into our 2021 and 2022.
And 2021 is expected to be
close to 500,000. Yeah.
I historically have not invested in any retail, so this would be outside of my normal investments. But I do love your purpose-driven cause. I really think it's important. I do have four kids.
I have four children as well.
Well, Kim, does that mean you're going to prepare to make an offer or accept hers?
Sonia, I'm not prepared to offer you what you requested, but I am prepared to offer you $250,000 at $1 million valuation. Are you prepared to take that offer?
Kim has countered and is willing to give you the $250,000, but at a valuation of $1 million. Do we have a deal?
Absolutely. I think she's fantastic. As a mom, as an entrepreneur, I can't have or couldn't have chosen somebody better to be in this journey with me. So yes.
Excellent. I'm so excited.
Awesome to see this deal get done.
Congratulations, Sonia.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What are you most excited about to be able to work with Kim?
Having someone who is a mom, who's an entrepreneur, who knows what she wants, I think having someone on my team and as a partner and as an investor will help get me to the next step in my journey. So thank you so much.
Time to move on to the next pitch.
Your 60 seconds begins now.
Hi, my name is Derekus, CEO of Store Cash. There are over 85 million teens and adults in the U.S. that have no way to receive and instantly use funds directly from their phones because they don't have a bank account. I start this business because my nephew Will called me and asked me for money. So I told him to download Venmo and I'll send it over to him. I later found out that not only did he need to be 18 years or older, but he also needed a bank account in order to receive and use those funds. So we built Store Cash. It's the Venmo for the unbanked. It allows users to request and instantly use funds directly from their phones at over 200 plus major retailers, no bank account needed. And then when they're ready, they can also be banked on the platform. We've generated over $370,000 and grown about 15% month over month.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We have about, need to raise about,
Well, it looks like Derekus was not able to even get his ask out in the time frame. It's going to be really interesting to hear what the investors do with this pitch.
Oh, I'm so torn because he solves for an interesting problem that a lot of people face.
I think it solves a real need in the marketplace, and I love that he has revenue.
Services and products for the unbanked is a major issue, but the pitch just didn't get me to a place where I feel comfortable understanding what we're talking about.
I'm gonna have to recuse myself from this one because I actually led their pre-seed round, so I'm very familiar with the company. I definitely encourage all of you to vote them in.
So does anybody want to hear more and open the doors?
I'm in.
I'm in.
Let's open the doors.
Welcome to the boardroom.
Awesome, okay, cool.
Yeah, would love to hear the ask. I was impressed with what I heard, but you got cut off on the pitch. So would love to just hear the end of that.
So we have a $1.5 million round, and now we're looking to close the remaining $500K.
And what are the terms?
Terms are at 8 mil valuation.
Same terms as Marlin?
No, the terms are not the same as mine, but in my opinion, it would be a good deal.
My questions were how you plan to get more of the major retailers on board and what your customer acquisition strategy is.
Yeah, so our customer acquisition strategy right now is a viral-like effect that we do a dollar, you get a dollar, they get a dollar if you refer a friend. And that's been working out really, really well for us. We built out a system that can add on new retailers within 5 minutes. And there's about 7 to 15% that we get back from the retailers, and we make our money that way.
This is the time. Is anybody prepared to make an offer?
I think there's great strategic partnerships with Western Union, with MasterCard. The valuation, given where he's at right now, is just too high for me.
You know, if I were to get involved, it would be offline and having further discussions, but in this moment, I'm out.
Would have loved for him to talk about the growth that he's seen around consumers signing up on the platform. It actually is a steal.
Can we get the data? I mean, maybe I made my wild card, throw it back in. I mean, I like the idea, I just couldn't see the growth.
Unfortunately, Derrickus, it doesn't look like there's a deal to be made today in the boardroom. How did you come up with the valuation of $8 million?
I'm looking at the growth potential. And if we look at any app that hasn't even solved the unbanked issue in just a year and a half, the average valuation over $20 to $30 million. I think later down the line, I think they'll see the value.
Well, that's the total right attitude. We all wish you the best and good luck.
Awesome. Thanks.
Elevator pitch, baby. Let's go.
Coming up on the next Entrepreneur Elevator Pitch.
Oh, yeah.
That was definitely one of the most entertaining pitches we've seen in a while.
Let's do a virtual high five.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Let's get it.
And to apply for season 7, go to entrepreneur.com/elevator pitch.